Welcome back. This is Chris Honan in Unalaska calling the girls' varsity basketball game. Dillingham Wolverines visiting Unalaska Raiders here at the Raider Dome. Wolverines lead 13 to 12. So, Unalaska ball starting off at the center. And Yoon will be throwing it in. Dillingham's in their white. Unalaska's in their blue. And we've got the play ball. Well, maybe not. That's a little bit of a delay. Check with the scorekeeper. Okay, now we're starting. Here we go. Tungle taking the ball down to the top of the key. Looking around, she gets it off to Yoon at high post. Yoon back to Tungle, goes low post. Moving the ball quickly. Yoon to Olsen. Olsen high post back to Tungle, who drives in. Off to Price. Bryce, goes up for the layup just off the rim. Seaman gets the rebound and forces it up for two. So Raiders take a quick lead, 1-point lead with 7:30. Dillingham takes it down, gets it off to MacArthur. And once again, Dillingham working the key, around the key. We got Sydney top of the key, back to MacArthur, high post. And back to Sydney, who gets into Schrader. Schroeder goes for two from the top of the key. Doesn't make it. Olsen gets the ball, moving it down to the far right corner. Moves it back to Unit, top of the key. To Seaman underneath. Seaman drives the baseline, then hands it off to Price, who puts it in for two. So, Unalaska striking fast. Dillingham coming down the court quick, trying to get some momentum here, looking for that paradigm shift. Gets it to MacArthur from the top of the key, puts it up. And it's off the rim. Almost went in and out. No good. Unalaska gets the ball underneath their own basket. So now they're starting to move a lot quicker, trying to get to the basket, get that ball up there. Olsen gets it. She's driving down. Quick pass to Price. Deflect it. But it's still, Seaman ends up with it. Gets over to Tungle, top of the key. Tungle looking. Sydney just fighting with Tungle right there at the top of the key. Tungle is able to hang on to possession. Gets it to... Luis Seaman, who tries to force it, and Olsen is intercepted by Schroeder, who gets it to Sydney, who drives down to the baseline, goes for the layup, unable to make the basket, but she does draw the penalty. Looked like it was against Sue Yoon. So Sydney Dre will go for two. Sets up, first shot. Off the top of the rim. And then we got substitution. Unalaska, Seiznikov, and Kachutin in for Yoon and Seaman. And Sydney setting up for a second shot. It's up. And it's off the top of the rim again. And Seiznikov gets the rebound. It was stolen by Mariah Dre. And it looked like Seiznikov kind of bumped her a little bit too hard after the steal. So Dillingham gets the ball underneath the Unalaska basket. Dre gets it off to MacArthur, up to the top of the key to Sydney. Sydney back to MacArthur. MacArthur drives in, then lays it off to Evolt. Evolt back to MacArthur. MacArthur drives. She goes up. Doesn't quite make it off the top of the rim. And Kachutin rebounds. And now Olsen's taking it back for Unalaska. A quick pass to the low post to Tungle. Tungle works it back out to Olsen. Olsen drives in. She gets it. 2 points for Olsen, driving down the center of the key. Is able to do a layup. And now Dillingham on the attack. Quick pass to Mariah, who takes the shot and unable to score, and the Seiznikov recovers a rebound. So now Olsen's taking it back the other way. Olsen to Kachutin. Kachutin's looking. She gets it up to Tungle. A high post back to Olsen to top. Back to It looks like Kachutin got the ball on the left and tried to force it over to Tungo on the right, just too high for, and it's out of bounds. Dillingham's ball. MacArthur moving it down toward the Unalaska zone. MacArthur looked like she was going to drive into the layup, but she hands it off to Mariah, and then back to MacArthur. Does this time. She goes all the way in, puts it up, and unable to score, and the ball is bounced off somewhere. Looks like off a Dillingham player is out of bounds. So Unalaska has the ball underneath their own basket. Now Dillingham goes to the full court press. And it's 3-on-3 down in the Unalaska defensive zone. Tungle's able to break it out, and now they're setting up in Dillingham territory. Kachutin, top of the key. She forces it over to Olsen, the far right, who gets it down to the baseline where Kachutin sets up. Kachutin puts it into Shizdikov at the low post. Oh, it's a battle in there. Oh! And Price six. Kind of, the ball gets slapped around. Ends up in Price's hand, who's underneath the basket. Puts it up for two. Dillingham, quick counter. Oh, and Sidney Dre gets a quick shot from the top of the post, but unable to score. Now, oh, this game is speeding up. Olsen all the way down to Tungo, the low post, who takes the shot and is in. But we had a whistle. Looked like a Dillingham player, Evil, went down at center court. Appears to be, oh, I'm sorry, it was MacArthur's down at center court. Seems to be in a lot of pain. Our coach is over there. It looks like she may have injured her leg. It's hard to tell from here. The teams have regrouped around their coaches. MacArthur's up. Yeah, she's limping, but she is able to walk off under her own power. Gets a big hand here. She's doing an excellent job tonight, just like she did on Friday night. One of the top players for Dillingham. Just very strong, very accurate. It's a shame to see. Looks like she's going off the locker room. We hope that she's able to get back before the end of this game. And definitely Dillingham does need her on the court. So we've got 2:53. Raiders have finally taken a pretty strong lead, 20-13. They're up by 7 points. But as Unalaska Raiders learned on Friday, you can never count Dillingham out. There was a point on Friday Unalaska was up by at least 7 points, and Dillingham was always hanging in there, always able to claw their way back. And Friday night, they're able to come all the way back and win by one. There's 4 minutes left in the third period. 7-point lead it's big, but it's not comfortable. So, with that being said, we have Unalaska setting up in the Dillingham zone. Unalaska ball. Kachutin will be throwing it in. She gets it in to Seaman. Seaman out to the top of the post. Marina drives and puts it out to Yoon, who gets it back to Olsen, who drives the baseline. Oh, and it gets the... Oh, it looks like she got the Kachutin underneath the basket, but Kachutin just couldn't get a good shot off and just kind of airballed it. But it was deflected by a Dillingham player, so it's Unalaska ball. Marina's got it. She puts it low post to Kachutin. Kachutin back to Marina at the top. Marina over to high post Yoon. Yoon having a little bit of a hard time with Mariah. Mariah's covering her real tight. Was able to force Yoon into a bad pass, and Dillingham recovers. So it's Dillingham ball in their own zone. And Brittany's going to be taking it out. Brittany over to Sydney. Sydney at the high post, driving to the baseline. She puts it up. Oh, it's off the top of the rim. And Dillingham recovers. Oh, Brittany was able to recover it, and then... it looked like Kachutin fell on top of her, so there's a penalty in favor of Dillingham. Gets the ball in the Unalaska zone. So the team set up. Dre pass it off to Schroeder. Quick pass to Sydney. Quick whistle. I'm not sure what the call was. Maybe traveling. But now Unalaska ball. Olson taking it out front, Alaska. And she gets it to Seaman, top of the post. Seaman gets it out to Tungle, who then goes to the top, gets it over to the Marina high post. Marina drives it in, and yes, she gets it. That was a good drive. Didn't get quite underneath the basket, but close enough to pop it up there. And it kind of looked like it was a little bit of a, she went up and down with the ball. And so there's Coach Clark's calling the referees over. I think he's questioning that basket. Kind of looked like a travel, but the referee Hall has explained to him exactly what he saw, and they are giving the 2 points to Unalaska. It was a nice shot. We got some players down on the court that are demonstrating what Marina had done, and not everybody agrees with the call. The refs let it go. They didn't see any fouls. Mariah Dre is out there with the referees demonstrating. Somewhat entertaining. We have several people out in the center court imitating Marina, trying to convince the referees that it was a travel. But the refs, they're not going for it. They're sticking to their guns. And so now we have a timeout. Both teams getting re-energized by their coaches. And the referees are in the center court discussing the call, I guess, themselves. But ultimately, it's 22-13 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. Dillingham's ball at center court. And Sydney puts it out to Mariah. Now Mariah works her way to the top of the key. Back to Sydney. Sydney surveys the court looking for an open player. She starts moving the ball around, a little dribbling, a little ball handling. Back to Mariah. Mariah back to Sydney. They're just looking for that crack in the defense that they can exploit. Mariah's got it. She forces it into Evolt, who puts it up. It just goes over the basket. The other side of the court, and Yoon picks it up for Unalaska. Now Marina's taking it. Oh, and Brittany was able to slap it out of Marina's hand as she was moving down the court. So the ball is just going to go right back to Unalaska. And that's that defensive full court press that Dillingham has pretty much done all night. Oh, it's a quick break for Unalaska. Now they're just throwing it long passes to get out of that tight defense up top. Oh, and Tungle puts it up. It's off the rim. It's over to Yoon. Yoon throws it back to Tungle. High post. She puts it down to Seaman, low post, and puts it top of the key to Olson. Olson works away to the baseline. Puts it off to Shizikov, who tries to drive to the basket, but Sydney just pretty much grabbed the ball from her, and then they both went down. So it's Dillingham's ball underneath their own basket. So we've got 1:49 in the third period. Score is 22 for the Raiders, 13 for the Wolverines. Sydney taking it down to the Raiders' end. Puts it underneath the basket to Schroeder, who just couldn't quite capitalize. Went off the rim, went to Marina. Marina's got it. Unalaska moving quickly down the court. Seaman on the low post gets it back to Tungle. Marina at the top of the post, puts it up high. And it's good. And it's 3 points. Unalaska is trying to get their shot off as quickly as they can. Oh, actually, it was a two-pointer. Oh, Schroeder gets down to the bottom of the net basket. She's unable to score. She gets it out to Mariah, who now works it over to Sydney. Takes a long shot, and just off the backboard, right to Price. So Unalaska gets the ball back, and they're moving down quickly. They're not waiting for that zone to set up. Oh, and Price underneath. Marina from the top of the key drives it past underneath the boards. Price is there waiting, wide open, just puts it into two. Now, we had Sydney came, got a pass. She was on the low post, went up with it, and there was somebody with some hand on her. And so she didn't make the basket, but she's getting two shots. So it's happening fast here, folks. Hopefully I can keep up and you can keep up with me. Here we go. Sydney with the first shot off the top of the rim. Then the score is 26-13 with 42 seconds in the third period. Sydney sets up for her second shot. It's up, and it's good. So Raiders 15. Alaska takes it out. Marina driving down the sideline. She ran into a couple players trying to step over them. And it's going to go right back to Unalaska. Tungle takes it out, puts it to Seaman, the high post. Seaman drives center, then off to Yoon. Yoon to Olsen at the top of the key. And Olsen setting up, looking for someone. Oh, she gets it back to Yoon, who puts it to Seaman at the low post. Seaman up to Olsen. Oh, and Olsen got it over to Tungle in the low post far side, and Tungle just threw it, and it looked like it hit Sydney Dre's foot and went out of bounds. So now Alaska has it. Wolverine, quick pass from Price to Seaman on the throw-in, and Seaman was just underneath the basket and put it up for two. Nice play, quick play. I don't think Dillingham was expecting that. Dillingham has it in Alaska's zone. Dre, for 3 points, it goes up. Oh, off the top, dude, trying to beat the buzzer. Nice attempt, just inches short. Oh, so now the Raiders lead 28-14. And we've got one more quarter to go. Like I said earlier, you can't count the Wolverines out. This game is far from over. The Raiders do have a decisive lead, and they seem to have the momentum. But we're going to have to wait and see. So